Hey everyone, and welcome back to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something a little different, income tax.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but with a think and act locally kind of spin on it.
Okay.
Our source material is Frank Chodorov's book, The Income Tax, Root of All Evil. It was written in 1954 with a foreword by the then governor of Utah, J. Bracken Lee.
Interesting.
Now, before we get too far, I want to mention, if you are getting value out of our deep dives, please consider supporting us by visiting our website to make a donation. You can find the link in the show notes.
Great. Right.
All right, so this book, it's an interesting one. Chodorov really gets into some thought-provoking ideas about the potential consequences of income tax. And we're going to try to connect that with what's going on maybe in your local communities.
I see.
To help us break this down and to make sense of it all, we have our expert with us today.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Chodorov's book, it might sound a little extreme with that title, but you know, his arguments are surprisingly relevant to how we think about local governance and, you know, and its impact on all of our lives.
Right. So let's dive in. Chodorov starts off by comparing income tax to a yoke, you know, like what you'd see on oxen pulling a plow. He even connects it to the biblical story of King Rehoboam and the burdened Israelites. What do you think he's getting at with this analogy?
Well, I think what Chodorov is trying to say is that, you know, income tax at its core can be seen as a form of coercion, you know, forcing individuals to surrender a portion of their earnings to the state. And he argues that by, you know, by taking a portion of your earnings, the government is essentially, you know, reducing you to a beast of burden with no real right to your own production.
It sounds a little harsh.
Right.
But I think I see his point. He's basically saying that it's not just about the money. It's about the principle of individual freedom and, you know, control over one's own labor.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the big picture. But how does this historical context, I mean, how does this tie into think and act locally? How does it, you know, relate to what's happening in our communities?
Well, think about it. Like this, your local government relies on taxes, right? To fund schools, to fund roads, parks, and all these other essential services. But the way that these taxes are levied and then spent, you know, that can have a huge impact on the quality of life in your community.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I think Chodorov's analogy, you know, it encourages us to think critically about how much control we actually have over these decisions.
That's a great point. It's easy to feel like, you know, these decisions are made somewhere else.
Right.
Right? You know, in some far off state capital or in Washington, D.C. But we actually, you know, we have a say in how our local communities are run, including how they're funded.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that brings us to another key question that Chodorov raises. What constitutes evil in the political realm?
Okay, now this is where it gets interesting. He's not just talking about, you know, taxes being a burden. He's actually talking about them being potentially harmful in a moral sense, right?
Right. So for Chodorov, political evil, you know, he connects that with the violation of individual rights. He sees the Constitution, you know, he sees that as a safeguard against such violations. But he argues that income tax, by giving the government this power to confiscate individual earnings, it actually lays the foundation for a system where individual rights are ultimately subordinate to the state.
So he's saying that when the government has the power to just take your money, they essentially have power over, you know, over your choices, your actions.
Precisely. Think about it this way. You, the listener, you know, might be pushed into a higher tax bracket, you know, just because you got a raise.
Right.
Even though your actual purchasing power might not have actually increased that much due to inflation.
Yeah.
And this is one way that the system actually, you know, discourages people from striving for greater economic success. It's not just about the numbers. It's about how the system actually influences individual behavior.
Yeah, it can kind of create this like this weird disincentive to like improve your life.
Right. Right.
Okay, so that brings us to the ability to pay doctrine, which is, I mean, it's this idea that, well, those who earn more should just pay more in taxes.
Yeah.
On the surface, that sounds pretty fair, but Chodorov, he sees some problems with this approach. What are they?
Well, you know, he argues that while it might seem equitable on the surface, you know, this ability to pay doctrine, it can actually lead to class division and potentially discourage productivity. You know, if people believe that a larger chunk of their earnings will be taken away as they earn more, they might be less motivated to work harder or to invest in their own businesses, you know.
So he's saying that this system, you know, that seems pretty fair on paper, it can have all of these, you know, unintended consequences that actually harm the economy.
Yep.
And it might even widen the gap between the rich and the poor.
Right.
But how does this connect to, think, and act locally? How does this apply to our communities?
Well, consider this. Have you ever noticed how local businesses sometimes struggle to compete with large corporations?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I think, you know, part of that struggle can be attributed to these complex tax codes that oftentimes favor larger entities. So by understanding how these policies actually impact our communities, we can start advocating for changes that support local businesses and a more vibrant local economy.
Yeah, it's not just about, you know, national tax policy. It's about how these concepts, you know, they actually play out at the local level and then affect our neighbors, our businesses.
Exactly.
All right, so Chodorov, he takes this idea even further. You know, he looks at this pivotal moment in American history, the passage of the 16th Amendment in 1913, which officially allowed the federal government to levy income tax. This is where the story of income tax, at least as we know it today, really begins. So why does Chodorov see this as such a significant event?
Well, I think for Chodorov, the 16th Amendment, he viewed that as a revolution that really fundamentally altered the relationship between the government and the individual. He argues that it really marked a shift in power dynamics, you know, where the federal government gained this significant new source of revenue, which potentially led to an expansion of its power and really a decline in individual liberties.
It's like he's saying that once the government had this power to directly tax people's income, it really kind of opened the door to a whole new level of control and influence.
Exactly.
Right. But how does this historical event connect to think and act locally? I mean, how is this relevant to what's happening in our communities?
Well, think about it this way. Even though the 16th Amendment deals with, you know, federal income tax, it has this kind of ripple effect, you know, on how local governments operate. Because, you know, when the federal government collects a large portion of income tax revenue, it can then influence how that money is distributed back to the states and local communities. And this can create a situation where local governments, you know, they become reliant on federal funding and potentially less responsive to the needs and priorities of their own citizens.
It's almost like this chain reaction,
right?
Where decisions made at the federal level about, you know, income tax, those decisions end up shaping how our local communities function and what services they're able to provide.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why it's so important to, you know, to understand the historical context and think critically about the potential consequences, you know, even at the local level.
This is all really thought-provoking. I think our listeners are starting to see how these, you know, these seemingly abstract ideas about income tax can actually have a very real impact on their daily lives and their communities.
Absolutely.
We've covered a lot of ground so far, but I'm really eager to dive deeper into some of Chodorov's, you know, specific ideas for change and how his work can inspire us to think and act locally, you know, in ways that can really transform our communities.
Yeah.
But before we do that, a quick reminder to our listeners, if you're finding value in these deep dives and want to support our mission of inspiring people to think and act locally, please consider visiting our website to make a donation. You'll find the link in the show notes.
Great.
Okay, so let's get back to Chodorov and see what other, you know, insights he has to offer. So before the break, we were talking about how the 16th Amendment, you know, and the federal government's power to levy income tax, how that could affect, you know, the balance of power between the feds and the states.
Right. And that ties directly into another key point that Chodorov makes, the idea of competition in government. He argues that, you know, the founding fathers, they designed a system with divided authority because they believed that competition between, you know, different levels of government, well, that would actually serve the people better.
Mm. Yeah. So instead of like a one size fits all approach from like a centralized, you know, federal government, you'd have states competing to attract, you know, citizens, businesses by offering, you know, more favorable policies, lower taxes, a greater degree of individual freedom. It's almost like a marketplace for governance, right? But how does income tax, you know, how does that disrupt the system of competition?
Well, Chodorov argues that, you know, income tax, it kind of concentrates power and resources at the federal level. And that really undermines this healthy competition. You know, when states become more dependent on federal funding, they might be less likely to challenge federal policies, even those that might not be in the best interests of their citizens.
Right. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. If a state is relying on, you know, a big chunk of its budget coming from the feds, it might be a little, you know, hesitant to rock the boat, even if it means, you know, sacrificing some of its autonomy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But how does this play out in our communities, right? I mean, how can we think and act locally when it comes to this issue?
Well, I think it starts with awareness, you know, Do you know where your local government's funding comes from? How much comes from federal sources versus, you know, local taxes? Once you kind of understand that, you know, the financial landscape, then you can start asking questions about how those funds are being used and whether they're truly serving the needs of your community.
So it's about, like, you know, being informed citizens and engaging in local politics. Like, you know, attending those town hall meetings, voicing our concerns to our elected officials, and just, you know, making sure that our local government is accountable to the people it serves.
Exactly. You know, it's about recognizing that we have a voice and a responsibility to shape our communities. Chodorov, you know, he believed that change really starts with a shift in mindset. You know, as long as people passively accept the idea that the government has an unlimited right to their income, then any talk of, you know, limiting its power is just empty rhetoric.
Yeah, that's a really powerful point. It's like he's saying we need to, like, you know, reclaim the idea that our earnings are, you know, fundamentally ours, and that the government's role is to protect our right to them,
yeah,
not to dictate how they are used or redistributed.
Right. Like, and this is, you know, this is where the moral dimension of his argument really comes into play. Chodorov argues that income tax can have this corrosive effect on society, right? Mm-hmm. Encouraging a culture of dependence and potentially eroding our sense of self-reliance and responsibility.
So like he's saying that, you know, when people view the government as like a source of handouts, right?
Mm.
Rather than a protector of individual rights, it weakens the fabric of community. It creates a sense of entitlement rather than, you know, empowerment. But did Chodorov offer any solutions? I mean, this all seems a bit, you know, bleak.
Yeah, you know, while Chodorov was, you know, a sharp critic of the system, he wasn't entirely pessimistic. You know, he believed in the power of ideas and the possibility of change. And one solution that he proposed was a greater emphasis on states' rights and local control. You know, he believed that a more decentralized system where states had greater control over their own revenues and spending, that would lead to more competition and accountability.
Okay, so instead of relying on, you know, federal handouts and mandates, states could, like, you know, experiment with different approaches, cater to the specific needs of their citizens, and offer a more, you know, diverse and responsive system of governance. You know, it's like bringing decision making, you know, closer to home where people can have a more direct impact.
Exactly. And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about. You know, it's about recognizing that we don't have to wait for, you know, sweeping changes at the federal level to start making a difference. We can start by engaging in our local communities, you know, advocating for policies that promote fiscal responsibility, individual liberty, and limited government.
Yeah. It's inspiring to think that even, you know, small actions at the local level can have this ripple effect,
mm-hmm.
creating a more, you know, vibrant and accountable system of governance.
Absolutely. And those actions, you know, they can be as simple as attending, you know, a city council meeting, volunteering for a local political campaign, or even just having, you know, informed conversations with your friends and neighbors about these issues.
Right. It's about, like, you know, reclaiming our role as active and engaged citizens, you know, shaping the future of our communities and ultimately our country.
And Chodorov's work, you know, it provides this valuable framework for thinking about these issues in a way that connects the big picture with the local realities that we all experience every day. It encourages us to, you know, to question assumptions, to think critically about the role of government, and to recognize that we have the power to make a difference right here in our own backyards.
We've covered a lot of ground so far, but I'm eager to hear more about, you know, Chodorov's, like, specific ideas for change, and how his work can inspire us to think and act locally in ways that can truly transform our communities. But before we do that, we want to remind our listeners that, you know, if you're finding value in this deep dive and our mission to get people to think and act locally, to please, you know, visit our website at https.thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. Your support, you know, it helps us continue to provide, you know, insightful content like this and empower individuals to make a difference in their communities. Now let's continue our exploration of Chodorov's work and see what practical steps we can take to put his ideas into action. So we've been talking about Frank Chodorov's critique of income tax, and, you know, we touched on how it might impact individual liberty and, you know, the balance of power between the federal government and the states. But I'm really curious to hear more about, you know, like, what Chodorov actually proposed as solutions. It's all well and good to point out the problems, but what did he think we should do about them?
Well, Chodorov was really a staunch advocate for repealing the 16th Amendment.
Wow.
He really believed that getting rid of the federal government's power to directly tax individual incomes, well, that was really the most effective way to restore the balance of power and to protect individual liberties.
Okay, so that's a pretty, you know, radical solution.
Yeah.
But is it realistic that the income tax has been with us for over a century now? I mean, can we even imagine a world without it?
Well, it's definitely a challenging proposition. Chodorov, you know, he acknowledged that, but he argued that, you know, the longer we wait, the more entrenched the system becomes and the harder it will be to dismantle. And he believed we need to at least start a conversation, you know, to challenge the assumption that income tax is this inevitable and necessary part of modern governance.
So even if, you know, repealing the 16th Amendment seems like a long shot, I mean, what are some, you know, more practical steps that we can take to address the concerns that Chodorov raised, especially when it comes to, you know, thinking and acting locally?
Well, Chodorov, he was a big believer in, you know, the power of states' rights and decentralization. Mm-hmm. He argued that, you know, a more decentralized system where states have a greater control over their own revenues and spending, well, that would lead to more competition, more accountability.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's like we were saying earlier, is this idea of creating a marketplace for governance,
yeah,
right? Where states have to compete for citizens and for businesses by offering, you know, more favorable policies and a greater degree of freedom. But how can we actually, you know, promote this kind of decentralization, you know, at the local level?
I think it starts by getting involved in local politics. Educate yourself about your local government's budget and where their funding comes from. Are they heavily reliant on federal grants? Or do they prioritize local revenue sources?
Right.
Attend city council meetings, you know. Voice your support for policies that, you know, that promote fiscal responsibility and that reduce dependence on federal funding.
Yeah. Right. So it's about taking ownership of our communities and advocating for a system that prioritizes local control and accountability.
Yeah.
But what about the argument that, you know, a decentralized system, I mean, that could lead to a patchwork of different laws and regulations across the country,
right?
Right? Which could create confusion and maybe even hinder economic activity.
Yeah, no, that's a valid concern. But Chodorov, he believed that the benefits of competition and local control, you know, they outweigh the potential drawbacks. You know, he argued that a more diverse system, you know, where states are free to experiment with different approaches, well, that would ultimately lead to better solutions and a more dynamic economy.
Yeah, it's like that idea of laboratories of democracy, right?
Yeah.
Where states can kind of try out different policies and learn from, you know, each other's successes and failures.
Right. And this all ties back to the think and act locally philosophy. Mm-hmm. By engaging at the local level, you know, we can encourage our communities to be more self-reliant, to explore innovative solutions, and to really create a system that truly reflects the needs and the values of its citizens.
It's inspiring to think that, you know, even in a system as complex as ours, we still have the power to make a difference just by starting at the local level.
Yeah.
You know, Chodorov's work really reminds us that, you know, we're not just passive recipients of government policies. We're active participants in shaping the future of our communities.
And that's ultimately what thinking and acting locally is all about. You know, it's about recognizing that real change often starts, you know, from the ground up. It's about, you know, reclaiming our role as informed and engaged citizens working together to create, you know, a more just, a more free, and a more prosperous society.
Well said. I hope this deep dive into Frank Chodorov's The Income Tax, Root of All Evil, has given our listeners some, you know, valuable food for thought. It's not just about, you know, taxes. It's about really understanding the principles of individual liberty, a limited government, and the importance of active citizenship. And we, you know, we encourage you to continue exploring these ideas to find ways to think and act locally in your own communities. And if you enjoyed this deep dive and want to support our mission, please visit our website at https.thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is, you know, in the show notes. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep thinking and acting locally.